You ain't got big problems, you have small money. Welcome, this is Michelangelo Lopez. I'm so glad you've taken the time to listen to my podcast. You ain't got big problems, you have small money. And in the end, I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with me. But first, let me just say this. Hey, don't forget to like this podcast if you do actually like it. Don't forget to share it. And don't forget to follow me so you get notifications of my new podcast if you'd like. Okay, so over 60% of divorces in America are a direct result of money problems, of finances. Isn't that crazy? Now, that doesn't mean that the rich have a lower divorce rate. They have their own problems. Most people's so-called big problems can be easily fixed with a new flux of cash flow. Think about this. If you're struggling paying your bills, if you're behind on your mortgage or rent or maybe car payment, and you're stressing out over how you're going to manage to pay these bills, and all of a sudden you come across some lucky unexpected windfall of cash, boom, you're smiling again. You're happy again. You're walking with an energetic bounce again. Your wife is talking to you again, or your husband. Most people focus on their problems, the unpaid bills, the upcoming bills, whatever it is. And only in your mind are these big problems. Stop focusing on your financial problems and turn and focus on how you can make your small money that has never been enough big money. Realize that you don't have big problems. Instead, you have small money. Let me share with you a personal experience. It wasn't that long ago that I found myself owing over $160,000 in taxes after a volunteer tax amendment. I refiled amended filement. I shared with my friends that I owed $160,000 in taxes, and they're like, oh my God, this is crazy, how are you going to pay, whatever. Get this, I wasn't worried. I wasn't OMGing. I had in fact volunteered to file an amended tax return for the past 3 years to make things right. I was happy to pay it. I had no problem with it. It wasn't a big problem at all for me because I had big money. Does that make sense? Chances are you don't have big problems, rather small money. The truth is, there are not that many problems that having money can't fix, or at least help make things better or easier or more comfortable. After this podcast, I'd like you to take out a legal tablet, like a piece of paper, something to write with, and on one column add up all your bills for the month. Now listen, this is important. If you already know your bills, it's okay. Just write it down still. Then write down how much net money you made, how much income you've made net. If after paying your bills, you don't have at least $8,000 to $10,000 left over, you have small money. See, a lot of y'all think you're doing good because you're able to pay your bills and maybe you have $300, $400 left over. That's not big money. That's not big money. My expenses, that's personal and business expenses, are about $25,000 per month. And most months, I have at least $20,000 left over, for toys, ventures, and to put away in savings. That's when you have reached big money. Now listen, there are higher levels of big money too. I have friends that put away $50,000 a month. Can you imagine that? They put away what others earn. In fact, we put away what most people earn in America. And that's my hope, to reach higher levels of big money. And it's going to be your hope too. Listen, it is my hope that you have a paradigm shift and realize that you don't have big problems, you have small money. Get that in your head. Begin researching, experimenting, trying to get that small money to grow. The truth is, there was a time in my life when I'd wake up in the morning. This is truth. Listen. There was a time in my life when I'd wake up in the morning and I'd be scared to log into my online bank account Why? Because usually there's a bunch of 30, there are a bunch of 35 late fees and insufficient fees and whatever, right? One time I had to have a list like 10. I mean, I owed like $350 in late, you know, $35 charges, boom, boom, boom. I don't know why banks, they debit you before they credit you, right? Yeah, I can't stand that. Bank of America used to be bad on that. Listen, that's small money, which absolutely, it amplifies, it magnifies our problems to be big problems. But I'm going to ask you this. What caused the bunch of 35 bank fees and insufficient fees? Was it because the utility bill hit? Was it maybe because the mortgage hit? It would seem like that at first. But if I just had more money in that bank account, if I had big money in my bank account at that time, I wouldn't care what unexpected bill to hit. And believe me, when you have little money, those bills those unexpected bills hit. Friends, when you have big money in your bank account, that's peace of mind. When you can have all your bills paid by the first of the week, you know, the first week into the month, instead of by the first or second week into the next month, I'm telling you, it's a wonderful, outstanding peace of mind experience. Think about that. Imagine that. Imagine having all your bills paid the first week into the month. I've had my bills paid at times 3 days into the month. That month. I'm telling you. Then the rest is like skating. You're skating through the rest of the month. You're not fretting. You're not fearing. You're not stressing out. You're not getting into arguments with your significant other over stupid stuff, because it's all stupid stuff. Stupid stuff that you can fix. So you may want to ask, Michelangelo, great, but how do I get big money? It's a good question. I'm going to share with you how I got to over $45,000 per month consistently, and many months over $70,000 in income. And I do hope you do more than just listen, but you act on what I'm about to say. First, accept the fact that you don't have big problems. You have small money, and that there aren't too many problems that big money can't fix or help fix. Repeat this after me. Seriously, just do it. I don't have big problems, Michelangelo. I simply have small money. Shift your attention on the money, lack thereof, and not directly on your problems. Second, don't lie to yourself. Know that if you don't do something dramatic, nothing dramatic is going to happen. Know that if you're not afraid to lose it all, you'll never gain it all. Remind yourself that on earth we're not going to be living forever. And that end of the life clock keeps ticking. I'm 48 years old, man. I'm almost at halfway point. We don't have the luxury to waste any time. Commit to having big money so you can instantly vaporize your so-called big problems. Just like one of those, you know, Star Trek ray guns, folks. It is obvious that if you have, listen, quote, big problems, that whatever you're doing in life right now to make money is not working, or it is not near enough. So find something. Find an online business opportunity like I did. Learn internet marketing. Learn how to click the mouse to a bigger house. Join some network marketing company, MLM company, I don't know, Amway, Maluka, whatever. There's a zillion of them. And commit yourself to never quit until you reach big money. And guess what? When you reach big money, you're not going to quit. And you'll start diversifying, and that big money's going to explode into a big mountain. Just make it happen. And listen, treat it like the real business it is. Don't just join, you know, and test, I'm going to test the waters, or treat it like some hobby. Remember, your life clock is ticking. You're not getting any younger. You need big money now. Let me share a human story humorous story from my dad's pulpit. Okay, so Oral Roberts, remember him, that preacher that was a healer? And Billy Graham, pretty sure you know him. And Jim Baker, he was a television, TV evangelist back in the 90s and 80s, right? They all died and go to heaven. They knock on heaven's door and St. Peter opens up. And St. Peter goes, hey, saints, what are you doing here? You know, the three says, well, you know, we died and, you know, we've been saints on earth and we're ready for our mansion in heaven. St. Peter looks at his clipboard and goes, listen, there's some mistake. Your mansions, I know you're ready for your mansion, but they're not ready for like 2 or 3 days. Do you mind waiting in hell for a couple days? I know it's hot and stuffy down there, but it's just going to be till we get your mansions ready. Three saints being the saints, they said, no, we don't mind. 2 days later, St. Peter opens up the door. There's a devil. St. Peter goes, what do you want? The devil says, what do you mean what I want? I want you to get those three saints from down here. St. Peter goes, why? They're just resting till their mansions are ready. The devil said, rest in my butt. Billy Graham's trying to convert everyone. Oral Roberts trying to heal everyone. And Jim Baker's trying to raise enough money for an air conditioner. That's exactly the mindset you have to have in order to get big money. That's the exact mindset you have to have in order to succeed. You may say, well, Michelangelo, I'm just not like that. I'm more reserved. I'm shy. Well, you better get like that. There's a reason why most entrepreneurs and successful people tend to have similar personalities. That personality trait works. You know, in my video marketing training, I tell my participants, you know, they tell me, oh, well, Michelangelo, I don't know if I can do videos. You know, I'm kind of like shy. Well, guess what? You either get unshy or die broke shy. I earned $670,000 in 2013 total income. And let me share this much. There's not too many big problems earning $670,000 a year can't fix. Do whatever it takes. Know in your heart that you really don't have big problems, but small money. In closing, I'm going to say this. Turn off the TV. The Kardashians aren't going to make you big money. Don't watch stupid Jerry Springer show, those sitcoms or reality TV. They're not going to do anything to contribute to you piling up big money. Rather, read books that will help you, books that will encourage you, books that will motivate you, books that will teach you. Self-help books, autobiographies of successful people. The mind, your mind, can be a force to help you, but only if you train it. Friends, listen to me. I don't know what kind of, quote, big problems you have financially, but get your focus off those big problems and shift and focus on making big money, whatever it takes. If you have to sell something, if you have to sell all your furniture, listen to me because I mean this. If you have to sell all your furniture to join whatever business opportunity you're looking to join, sell it. If you have to sell your car and get a bicycle and ride to work or whatever to join or upgrade to the higher level in whatever business opportunity you're in so that you can make more money, bigger money, do it. Nothing dramatic is going to happen until you do something dramatic. Money is not going to fall from the sky. Chances are you're not going to win the lottery. People say, well, I'm waiting to get money. Waiting, where is the money going to fall, come from? It's not going to magically fall. You take action. You change your life now, knowing that that life clock is ticking and it can't be reset. Thank you for listening. Make sure you like this podcast and share it with someone that may benefit from this. And get yourself positioned to earn big money. Thank you.